This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Wow, that was close. That was really, really close. Nathan and I were talking about accordions, and he's playing the accordion. We're talking about maintenance on accordions, and a very, very complicated piece of musical instrumentation. And, you know, I'd love to hear our engineer, Nathan, live in person. And, you know, maybe we'll get a chance to get out to his neck of the woods in Minnesota. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us and talk with Captain John Reagan today, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen as you travel or listen in place, you may call us, and we are on the air 24-7 via our telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. And I want to thank Ron Gibson Channel. He's one of our, he's an instructor. He's been on the air with us, and he puts us on YouTube every day. So if you'd like to listen, you go to the Ron Gibson YouTube channel and listen to USAprepares.com. Also, Republic Broadcasting, thank you so much for John Statmiller and all of the engineering that's done at Republic Broadcasting. And, of course, Genesis Communications. Genesis Communications hosts this broadcast. It goes out worldwide right from GCNlive.com and KLID and other radio stations who pick up our broadcast. Thank you so much. By the way, special broadcast on Friday. Friday, Dr. Emile DeToffel and I will be talking about smart meters. And in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, there has been the city council decided they're going to deploy them without much discussion at all, without notifying the village about the dangers of the smart meters, without letting us know what's going on. They want to deploy them. So here's what we need. We need the cell phone numbers, class, of everyone involved in city council. You can send me an email, Vincent at USAprepares.com, Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, at USAprepares.com, and give me the name and the cell phone number of the people who are running this corporation known as the City of Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and we need to know the utilities manager's cell phone number. Put his name on there, too. I've got his name, but make sure I have his cell phone number. And maybe his home number. And any other telephone numbers you have of the family members that might be concerned within the city government. So, city council, the mayor, all those cell phone numbers. Send them to me. Make sure I know whether it's a cell or a landline. And I will give out those numbers on the radio. And then you may call them and tell them of whether you think it's a great idea or a bad idea that you're going to be poisoned electrically with smart meter electromagnetic radiation. We have a special broadcast on Friday. Dr. Emile DeToffel will be on with us, retired dentist, and he owns a company that is specializing in electromagnetic radiation. And we're going to talk about how dangerous this is for you and your children and your parents and everyone around, how it's cumulative, how it's additive, how it's dangerous, how it's a plight of we the villagers. It's dangerous. It needs to be stopped right now. And what do we have to do? Well, if we have to remove our corporate team that is posing as government in Poplar Bluff, well, let's do that. Captain John Reagan, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent.
You know, I said before the broadcast, I said I wouldn't go on a rant and do that, but can't help it. You know, Poplar Bluff is, I don't know what these guys are thinking. John, here's the way I look at it. So let's say USA USA Preparers were in charge of a little city. And some government bureau rat from Washington, or we got some mail that says, you know what, we've got a grant. We'll pay you to put in these smart meters. And they're so good. They're wonderful. They'll tell you when your power, they'll tell the electric utility when the power has failed. And we'll be able to come out and fix it right away. And it's just the best thing since sliced bread. I'd have to say, and I know everyone else at USA Prepares would say, hold it. Do we have a system that works? Do the old meters work? Okay. And how much are the new meters going to cost? And how long will the new meters last? And who's going to do this work? And what else can they be used for? Monitoring us and tracking our daily habits of electric usage? And what about time of day or time of use metering? Meaning, if the utility demand goes up, you'll just raise the rates instantly? Not like from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock or peak times. No, right then and there. So you can double and triple and quadruple the rates just right then and there because, well, that's what the system's capable of doing. So are you talking about doing all that? And why are we doing this? And how much is it going to cost? And what are the dangers? And I know our response at USA Prepares, if we were running the show, would be, forget it. We're not doing it. Even if there is only a 1% chance, that it's dangerous to human health and health of the bees and everything else around. By the way, the bees are gone. The birds are gone, and animals are dying off at record rates. So even though the percentage of risk would be 1%, we would not do it. It's crazy. I think your mayor needs to have his phone ringing off the hook day and night, 24 hours a day. The same with city council. Even their families, I think you should even call their wives. And just explain to their wives what their husbands are doing on city council. And the utilities manager, you ought to call him and his wife as well. And let them know that you're not happy. And then you need to go to these meetings. And it needs to be standing room only. It needs to be so many people there that there is such a concern about how polite everybody's going to be that these guys back off. I'm not saying threaten them. I'm just saying you ought to show up. I'm saying you ought to be there and say, listen, you are not going to present these hazards to our children. You're not going to present these hazards to me and my wife and my spouse and my parents. You're not going to do it. I'm angry. I'm angry because the city of Poplar Bluff is being run over by an illegitimate corporation posing as government. Okay. So let's fight back. Okay, John. That's the kind of radio that used to get me thrown off the air in Springfield, Missouri. That's what we used to do. Give out the names and numbers. And we're back to doing that because it's wrong. It's wrong to have these people allegedly representing our interests and then running roughshod over us, as is happening in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. It's a small town. Let's take the town back. Let's take the town back and throw out these miserable people who want to harm us. And anyone who wants to harm me or my family or any of my friends or neighbors, anyone who wants to do that is not my friend. I don't care whether they play golf. I don't care whether they smile. I don't care whether they kiss babies and say, I'm here fighting for you. That's nonsense. Anybody who does what's happening in Poplar Bluff is an enemy of the village of Poplar Bluff. Okay. So, John, what's new?
That's a great lead-in for the first article I have. It's entitled The Problem with Technocrats. And we've talked before how the leaders of many of the leaders in government and corporate, not just America, worldwide, are psychopaths and sociopaths, which, you know, they don't have the same thought processes or feelings that normal people do. And that's why a lot of this goes on. But the technocracy where you have the rule by experts, they know better than everybody else how things need to be done. Well, Elon Musk, who runs Tesla. This article has a picture of his parking lot at the company, and it's a nightmare. This guy can't even manage his own facilities, and they want to rule the world.
You know, I think I'm going to say this. I haven't heard anybody else say it, but I think Elon Musk is dangerous with some of the things he wants to do. He wants to drill tunnels. He wants to do all kinds of things. I mean, bleeding edge. That's not leading with an L. It's bleeding with a B. Bleeding edge things very, very quickly. And that money's coming from somewhere. It's coming from somewhere. And I understand Tesla valuation is so overvalued, it's now dwarfing General Motors and Ford. Now, Ford and General Motors actually make vehicles, a lot of them. I mean, I don't have a Ford here. Well, I have a Ford tractor, an old Ford tractor, and I have an old GM pickup truck, and, you know, they both work, and they've been working for years. They actually make vehicles that are operable. They make vehicles that you can actually get parts for them. I mean, it's getting harder to get parts for them, but they work. They're all over the roads. And here we've got a guy who is pushing the limits of technology, and you talk about his parking lot. His parking lot looks like a free-for-all. It really the lines on for parking spaces are suggestions. People are parking one or two wheels on the curb. They're parking where the curbs are protecting the trees from being run over by vehicles. They're they're parking on these raised areas that you should not park on with one or two wheels. They're parking everywhere you can possibly think, and they're parking each other in. So if you want to leave his parking lot, you better go out there with plenty of time, because it might take 4 or 5 hours to figure out who has parked you in 3 and 4 deep. Isn't that what you're talking about, John?
If you have an emergency, you might have to call Uber.
Yeah, or a helicopter. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And so what were they thinking when they built this parking lot and this facility? What were they thinking? I guess maybe they're thinking it wasn't gonna work. And where's all the money coming from, Elon? That's what I'd like to know. So he's in the battery business, he's in the electric car business, he's in the space business, he's in the underground tunnel business. What else is he doing? And, you know, I barely have enough time to be on the farm and do this broadcast. How's he doing all this? Oh, he must be a lot smarter than we are. Must have a lot of connections. Must have a lot of people throwing money at him. Captain John Reagan and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements. John, what are we going to talk about next?
Well, history has been made, and it's not good.
Yeah. Yep, here we go. Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, EZE33.org. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to follow along, you can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, or type in EZE33.org, click on news. It'll take you right where we are, and you can follow along in class. Captain John Reagan is with us. U.S. Air Force Reserves retired, and we're going to be talking about history. Captain John?
Let me just take a quick side trip. We went down to visit Becky's parents this weekend and got off the interstate to get gas, and it's different in small towns. In Dallas, there's certain sights you just don't see, and we were passing a used car lot. And there were a number of cars there, but what caught my eye was this green and yellow tractor. It was a small John Deere, but you know, you just don't find a tractor in a used car lot in the middle of Dallas.
Really? Well, you know, maybe somebody traded it in for something that would move a little faster along the highways and byways. Or maybe, yeah. You know, we have that kind of stuff here. We have tractors at used car lots, trailers, tractors, all kinds of things, motor scooters. It's like almost anything goes. Even farm implements you might find on a used car lot. So it's very interesting. That's kind of the way of life here.
Next up, I've got It Begins. Mm-hmm. And this is likened in the article to the first email. Though it didn't seem that big a deal at the time, but before long, you know, it's just part of life. And the headline for the article is, "This one trade changed 400 years of history in just 4 hours. And this actually happened back on September September 7th. I'm not sure it even made the news then, but there was a $100,000 trade of cheese and butter between companies that were in two different countries. And normally all of this is run through banks. There's about $2 trillion worth of trade finance that goes on every year. And, of course, when you're dealing with banks and loans are involved, there's lots of paperwork. And even in today's high-tech world, it can take 10 days to get that type of paperwork done. And one little mistake or change can cause problems. But what they did this time was use blockchain, the same technology that powers Bitcoin. So the quantity and the product, everything about that is documented and locked in where it's not changed. So in just 4 hours, this trade occurred. Blockchain is something we've talked about quite a bit. It is going to change everything about your life. And in conjunction with the Internet of Things, it's really horrendous. With blockchain, everything will be identified. We won't have gun control, but your guns will be registered along with your ammunition and your books and your gold and your silver and your food, and your light bulbs, and just keep on going with everything that you own, because it will be tracked and traced and a record made every step of the way. That is blockchain. Welcome to the new tyranny. It has begun.
Hey, John, I was just thinking, as you were saying that, I happened to come across some light bulbs, incandescent light bulbs. And, of course, I've mentioned with you on this broadcast that I'm concerned about the frequencies that are emitted from compact fluorescent light bulbs and LED light bulbs. I'm concerned about the frequencies that these high-pitched sounds that may be coming from them that affect our dogs and cats who have hearing capabilities beyond those of us. So I bought some light bulbs, and I bought a bunch of them. I bought a lifetime supply. They're very inexpensive. And I'm thinking that won't happen to me, but if I buy any more light bulbs, they'll know. And then they may tax us. They may tax us on assets. Oh, how many light bulbs you have, boy? Oh, there's a tax. You got to keep them. You want to keep them.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last
day
I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, John, I was thinking more about this forever tracking system. And I bought a car, you know, years ago. And I had to earn money to buy it. It was a used car. So my income was taxed, and what was left, I spent some of that on a used car. Then I registered the used car. I had to pay for titling it and registration at the government office. Hundreds of dollars for that. Then every year thereafter, if I want to keep that car, I get to pay what's called personal property tax. So I've been taxed many, many, many times on the same darn vehicle that I still have. Now, the vehicle doesn't get any newer. It gets older, but I keep getting taxed for it. Now, when you talk about this permanent recording of our assets, I can just see how this is going to be used against us in every way possible. It's like you work all your life and you accumulate all these things, whatever those possessions may be. And then the government can come back and say, well, we know how much you have in terms of assets because it's right here. It's on this screen. And this is the multiplier that we use to determine the tax for those things that you have. You know, that computer that you bought years ago, that television, that mixer that you have on your counter, actually the counter that you have in your house, actually your house, the ground that the house is on, we have a list of everything, including how many light bulbs you bought. And so I can see how these governmental thugs are going to use this to tax us into oblivion. Have I lost my marbles, John, or do you see this as a possibility as well?
They're already wanting to do stuff like that in Italy, because Italy, no, it was Greece, that, you know, they have such hard problems over there. They wanted to, you know, put a wealth tax in. But in addition to what you own, say you want to sell it to somebody, you know, guess what? There's going to be a tax for that.
It's an outrage, and it's a slippery slope. And then you got guys who are running the corporation of Poplar Bluff, Missouri, known as the city of Poplar Bluff, and they want to put in more infrastructure, more tracking systems to monitor us. So, class, if you think this is not a slippery slope, please rethink that. Please rethink that, because it is. It is. And I can't really think of anything that government does that it does very well. I can't think of anything. Nothing. As a matter of fact, let me share something that government is doing right now. We know some people who have businesses, and they sell bullion coins. State of Missouri wants to tax bullion. There is no provision whatsoever to tax bullion nor numismatic coins in Missouri. State of Missouri is coming after coin dealers to tax them. For what? Failure to collect sales tax. There is no sales tax on bullion coins nor numismatics. None. And they are going after coin dealers and making their lives miserable. They are singling them out one at a time in order to do that. So let's say you want to preserve some of your wealth and you decide you want to put it into silver bullion or gold bullion. Or numismatic coins. The government of the state of Missouri is very interested in you. And when they contact you, they send letters and they send visitors, and the amount of money that they are demanding is close to 100% of your sales volume. Now, Missouri has an outrageously high sales tax. In some places in Missouri, it's over 9%. Some places, it's lower than that. But if it's more than zero, it's way too much, in my opinion. Well, the state of Missouri is leveling. They are leveling threats at people who own businesses that sell, or who sell, numismatic coins and bullion. And they are demanding that they be paid as much as 100% of the transaction amount. So, in sales tax. So let's say you were to sell $100 worth of silver bullion. And the buyer and seller agree, okay, these five silver rounds are worth $100, for example. The state is saying, you owe us $100 or $50 in sales tax. We will continue to expose what is happening in the state of Missouri. And what's happening is it's making it very, very difficult for these small businesses to survive in the transactions of bullion and numismatics. And now, when that's gone, when the state government has beaten into submission anyone who is trying to stay afloat with their precious metals business, where are you going to put your assets? Are you going to put it in the chickens? Are you going to put it in the goats? What are you going to do? What are you going to do for that wealth reserve when the government has bludgeoned those businesses out of existence? We will continue to report, and we will name the names and the phone numbers of the people involved in destroying commerce, free market commerce, in the state of Missouri. Get ready. We know who you are. John, what's next?
Well, I just wanted to continue commenting. It will take some time to blockchain everything that you already have, but I want to throw in another layer. We know that there are executive orders that in states of emergency, pretty much anything you have, food, water, fuel, vehicles, just about everything that you would need for your life, the government can come in and take for free.
So they say. So they say.
So imagine that you have everything blockchained. They know your inventory of food. They know how much fuel you have. And you wouldn't dare not blockchain it, because to be found with something that isn't in the blockchain would be a very serious crime that you'd go to prison for.
John, let me see if I got this right. So there's an item. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the screen right in front of my keyboard, right in front of the microphone. So it's a computer monitor. It's a flat screen. And so I haven't blockchained it. So the minions come in and they say, hold it. That screen, that computer monitor, is not blockchained. Obviously, you don't own it. Obviously, it's stolen property. Is that what we're talking about?
And that's what we're talking about.
Makes my blood boil. It's an outrage.
Yep.
It's an outrage. And these are the people who are telling us how it's going to be. However, they don't want us putting their video of their deeds on the internet. Their misdeeds. I guess that's what we have to do. We have to expose them. We have to show people that, you know, those people that we thought we could respect and trust for representing our interests, those people who run for office, they're fighting for us. They're not fighting for us. They're fighting for their own wealth and their own privacy. Like the Bilderbergers, they have a meeting and they build up walls. They don't want anybody to know who's going in. Huh. But if you want privacy, well, obviously you're doing something wrong. Obviously you've got something to hide. Just like that database in Utah. You know, if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to worry about. Really? I don't want everybody knowing everything that I do. It's none of their business. And as a matter of fact, John, well, I'm sorry I'm on this rant today, but I was thinking about cell phone calls. People call on cell phones, and one of the first things they do when they call you from their cell phone, so I answer the landline. Some people will say, what are you doing? I mean, the first thing they say, what are you doing? My visceral response is, it's none of your business what I'm doing. I'm not talking to you, John, and you never do that. But what I'm saying is, we have lost some amount of respect for people in our lives. We have lost the ability to be polite more than we should. Well, so when somebody calls you and says, what are you doing? I mean, what am I doing? It's none of your business what I'm doing. What do you want? I mean, that's the kind of reaction I'm starting to get. Now, I think it's become a very easy to do. One person picks up his cell phone, calls another person. He expects them to be on the cell phone. And it's like, what are you doing? What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. I'm bored. Are you bored? You want to be bored together? I think that's kind of where it's coming from. But it doesn't come off that way to me. It's like, what are you doing? Do you have something that you want? Can I help you somehow? I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm not going to tell you if I'm on the roof, under a car, on a ladder, relaxing, having a cup of coffee. How about just getting to the point? Let's be polite. How are you doing? Great, glad. How's the family? Wonderful. Okay. I have this question. Can I ask you this question?
Sure, go ahead.
What's wrong with something like that? I'm getting grumpy, John. But we've lost touch with being polite, and I don't like it. And the government has made us not polite. And when I look at what's happening, and I look at how grumpy people are, it comes from the top. It comes from the top. If you look at a company that is a miserable to deal with company, it's because the tone is set at the top. It's not set at the bottom. The little people don't set the tone for Walmart. The store manager sets the tone. So if you go into a lousy Walmart, it's because the manager's lousy. If you go into a company that's hard to deal with, it's because the CEO is lousy. And if you want to fly United Airlines, it's because the CEO is grumpy and lousy. As a matter of fact, they have the highest death rate of animals that they transport in their cargo hold than any other airline. And how about that story of United Airlines where this couple, this married couple, goes to fly, and they get back to their seat and they find some guy asleep in it, so they pick another seat. What happens? They get thrown off the plane. They get thrown off the plane for giving up their seat to a guy who fell asleep in it. Instead of waking him up, they check with the stewardess, and then they get thrown off by the air marshals. United Airlines.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, what's next?
Did you get the lead in? lots of us.
Let's go for it.
The dentist, and sooner or later, we have to have a crown or other dental appliance. Well, turns out a lot of these lower cost crowns and appliances are being manufactured by labs in China. And there can be high levels of lead or other toxic chemicals in these devices. The article's a warning that you get what you pay for. It's not enough just to know your dentist. You need to know who your dentist uses for these products. And if, while it would cost more, you really prefer to get these made at an American lab where, at least with the standards that we have in the United States, as low as they are, would probably not contain these products that the Chinese ones do.
Very, very good point. John, it brings to mind melamine, M-E-L-A-M-I-N-E. M-E-L-A-M-I-N-E. And melamine is a chemical that's got many industrial uses. And, it's approved for the use in the manufacturing of some cooking utensils, plates, plastic products, paperboard, industrial coatings, and other things. Melamine's been used as a fertilizer in some parts of the world. Okay. And there's this article, it's called FDA.gov, it says this guy recently read that plastic tableware from China contains high levels of melamine. Can it get into the food and drinks? Yeah, well, it can. And it's considered toxic. So here we have, you can go to various stores and you can buy these brightly colored plastic, less breakable type plates, and you think, this is great, the children can use them, and if they drop them, it's not going to be like dropping the fine china or the glassware. What a great way to go. I suggest that you not use that. I suggest that you not buy it. And if I'm not mistaken, John, years ago it was found to be in commercial dog food as an extender, and dogs died. Is that right? You remember that, John?
Yes, I do.
Yep. A lot of dogs died. And I believe one of ours was killed by it as well. Died very, very quickly. Just feeding our dog dog food. A wonderful, wonderful retriever. Yep, just died. 2 years old. Prior to that, extremely healthy. What's next, John?
Let's go ahead and talk about the secret tunnels. There is a radio station in Amarillo here in Texas that morning hosts had, I guess, been notified or located these tunnels underneath the city. And he went in and explored them. I have not watched the video. There's a YouTube there of him exploring that. Man, these... This is underneath, base the heart of the city, and not a lot of detail. We don't know who put them there. Obviously, it was done somebody with money, and the only other comment is similar tunnels have been found underneath the city of Los Angeles. So I leave that for your discussion. You know,
John, I'm looking at these tunnels. And, it's one of the titles says, Exploring Suspicious Underground Government Tunnels. I'm looking at the tunnel that this looks like this radio host is in. It appears that it's taller than he is. It's a round, it looks like it's a culvert, a huge culvert that would be used for transporting water. Except it's not. It's got a flat floor in a round tunnel. So it looks like it's made out of steel. Very interesting. Why are they there? Who would be able to afford that? I mean, we've put some culverts in the farm. Even a small culvert, even a 18-inch culvert, is several hundred dollars for 16 feet wide. This is a lot of money we're talking about. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.